Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the topic of Talmudic methodology. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Amy Morasi, Sheyichyu, and it should be also a schus Li Nishmas, Eliza Rachel Ben Rebchaim Tzvi, Rebchaim Tzvi Ben Eliyahu, and Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna and Shlomo ben Shimon and we are in the Mavoh in the preface to the Sefer in the foreword of the Sefer, which is very lengthy and mamish eye-opening. It's gevaldic. We're in Os Ches. Writes Rabbeinu Hagon Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, who was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, of Antwerp, Belgium, and a Gana Gaonim in learning, and a philosopher, and a theologian, and a thinker, and a leader, and a Marbitz Torah, and so many different tchunos, a nefesh. He died tragically when he was heckled one time. He was speaking, and afterwards he had a heart attack. The hecklers got to him, and he died. So, all too young in his 60s. This causes me a lot of tsar just to think about it. Fortunately, he left Tzatzaim, but Tzatzaim. And he has Moiridike Chidushim. Mamish. Kol HaShas Kula Prusa Lefanov Shas Rishonim with such clarity, with such amkus, it's moiridik. So he says, "V'lo amnolach b'nogel asidur anorim et haRambam echshu ole al kulam b'tfisa klalit." So the Rambam was very special in the way he organized things in a very general way, according to topic. Elakol kama elak gamken kama machlokot b'ikarim v'shoroshim gam b'alachot b'odedot b'en haRambam yitshar roshim b'tbaru al piyisor. This is the Rambam. Also, was klali in his way of looking at halacha, and you can explain various machlokos with the understanding that the Rambam had a more klali, had a bird's eye view, had a more general vision of things, as opposed to being caught in the details, not caught, but as opposed to focusing on the details, seeing all the trees. The Rambam was more inclined to see the forest. You know, Rav Amiel is always a master. You know, we'll bring examples. I'll bring you 16 of the examples of this idea. So here he doesn't bring 16. He could if he wanted to, but a few. First, he starts with the Shorash HaRishon of the Rambam. The Rambam, we know, is 14 Shorashim to the Sefer HaMitzvos, which is not learned enough, but they're gevaldic. And there's a lot of lumdus there. I think Rav Ilson is coming out with a Sefer. He has Shiurim on the Sefer HaShan, the Rambam's Shorashim, and Rafael Kunstler and his Drishas Pikudecha and the Rambam also talks about the Shorashim. Other Sfarim have been written. There's a Rav in Lakewood, Rabbi Levenberg, also a huge Talmud Chacham, a tremendous Baal Mechaber Sfarim, and he also discusses the Shorashim of the Rambam. So it's very, very Kedai. These are the roots. You know, this is the very fact the Rambam has Shorashim shows these Klalis, because Shorashim are the Klalim. The Yud Gimel Ikrim are Shorashim, are Ikrim, the basis of the faith, and then afterwards are the details. So what's the Shorash HaRishon? Shein Roy Limnos Bechlal Hazem Mitzvahs Shehim B'Derabonon. At Zok the Rambam, we don't enumerate, when we're talking about, this is the Hakdama to the 613 Mitzvahs. So the Rambam tells us that when I'm going to teach you the 613 Mitzvahs, I'm going to tell you what they are, because we have to know what they are. I am not going to enumerate Mitzvahs Derabonon, right? Famously, the Bahag held to enumerate Mitzvahs Derabonon. No, no, says the Rambam. Da ki ze inyan lo eroy lo eroy lo v'levaro. I shouldn't even have to talk about it. Ki achrei shayeloshan atalmud makus tariag mitzvahs nemer lemoshe misinai. Since it says in Tractate Makot that there were 613 mitzvahs given to Moses where? At Sinai! So Rabbi Sai, if we're talking about Sinai, then by golly, where do Mitzvahs Rabbanan fit in? Ech nomar b'zeh shu midrabanan shu mechlal ha'inyan. So if something is derabanan, then how do you include that? Pashut. So the Rambam says, I wouldn't even have to talk about it. Aval he'irunu alav b'pnei shatu bo rabim. But we were told about this, commented to about this, because many people made a mistake. Umanu nir chanukah mikra megillah mechlal mitzvot asei. And people enumerated Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah, including the Mitzvah Asay. Ma shenigli shaviyam elze heyotein avachim asher kedeshanam tzotah v'tzivanu. So they enumerated Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah because we say asher kedeshanam tzotah v'tzivanu. And the Gemara says heichen tzivanu lo saser, so we have a pasuk in the Torah. He said, all right, if that's where you want to go, then enumerate all the mitzvahs to Rabbanan. Natil Sidayim, Eruv. And what about all the essays and los essays to Rabbanan? We have thousands. So they're not Tariag mitzvahs, they're thousands. So the answer is that you don't enumerate anything that's just los sasser dik. Just because you get it from los sasser, you don't enumerate it. V'yadu sha'arbei rishonim, says Rav Amiel, cholkim be'etzem ha'davar she'gam ha'ba'ag v'rabam samchu alav, v'u she'b'chol d'rabanam yesh alav she'lo tasur. So the Rambam understood and the Bahag understood that in every d'rabanam there's also a los asur, not to diverge from what the rabbis teach you. Min ha'dar v'she'agid l'chay min ha'smol, neither left nor right. That's what they hold. That in every derabbanan you have a los sasser, but a lot of Rishonim argue they hold there is no los sasser. They hold every derabbanan is just derabbanan. But we want to understand what's pshat in the machlokes b'hag Rambam. If they both agree that los sasser is doraisa, so why taka shouldn't we enumerate derabbanans? And if you should enumerate thousands, so let's enumerate thousands. They're all included under the rubric of los sasser. Now, even if we assume that in every derabanan there's a lav and an essay daraisa, a lav of los sasser, and there's also an essay al pi haTorah sheyarucha, follow what they teach you. So we still have a suffix if we should look at every mitzvah derabanan minikuda pratit. Should we look at it individually? In other words, when we're commanded about Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah, it's as if Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah are written in the Torah, and so to every mitzvah derabanan, every mitzvah derabanan is written that specific mitzvah in the Torah. Achos chalutzaso, you did chalitza with a woman, she's her sister's usher to you. Midrabanan, is that also considered as if it's written in the Torah? Shnios barayus, right, not first rate arayus, second tier arayus, that are not deraisa, the derabanan. But we also look at that as being specifically written in the Torah. No! We look at the avinu mabat klali. That there's no Isser Dorais in every detail the rabbi said. There's just a general Isser of Lo Sasser. Right? Like, we have a mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. So your father tells you to take out the garbage, it's Kibbut Aveim. Your father asks you for a drink, it's Kibbut Aveim. But we're not going to go into every little thing and call each one a mitzvah, every detail. There's a general mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim, and everything's included in Kibbut Aveim. So too, we have a general mitzvah of Lo Sasser. And every derabanan is going to be included in that. So obviously, how is the Rambam going to hold? The Rambam is going to hold that you look at it generally. That you say there's one Lo Sasser. You're right, there are a lot of mitzvahs to Rabbanan, and you're right, they're all included under the rubric of Lo Sasser, but you can't add each mitzvah as a separate mitzvah. It's all included in Lo Sasser. Losasar is one mitzvah, and every detail is included. So the Rambam has a kolius perspective. There's a mitzvah kolius of losasar, and the Baha goes into the details. Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah. I don't know why he stops there. That's a good question. But if you look at the details as being as if they're commanded in the Torah, then you can enumerate them in the 613. When it says when the rabbis tell you to light Ner Chanukah, as if the Torah is telling you to light Ner Chanukah, you look at it both in Prati. And the Rambam says, no, you look at it generally. The Rambam was a generalist. You have a mitzvah of Lo Sasser, and that includes many, many details, but you only enumerate the general mitzvah of Lo Sasser. That's the first Shirish. And now we skip to the 14th Shirish. The last in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. That you don't enumerate Ein Roy Limnos Kiyom Ha'on Shem HaMitzvahs HaSeh. In other words, and Roy Limnos Kolana Shmiucha Bifniat, or Shinemar Lachaderch Moshe, Shasiva Shitzvan Liskom, Chale Shabbos, Mitzvah Seachat, Vskila Balo of Mitzvah Shainis, Vskila Savodazara, Mitzvah Shlishis. We don't say that the. We have a commandment to stone Chale Shabbos. That's one mitzvah. We have a commandment to stone people who are Bale Ov, Yadoni, doing these soothsayers, whatever you call them, doing these Avodah Zarah things, and these witchcraft, that's another mitzvah of Skila. And Avodah Zarah is another mitzvah of Skila. No. There is one mitzvah of Skila. And that applies to every case where we give Skila, but it's only going to be enumerated as one. And the Bahag argues, so he has each Skila separately. But the Rambam says no. Rambam says one mitzvah of skila. Again, the Rambam has a kolistic perspective. He looks at the forest and not the trees. Another example. In every bailus of a tzibur, the ownership of the tzibur, yesh listapik. Imzeo mitocha prat el haklal, ol hefich mitocha kal prat. We go from the details to the general, from the general to the details. In other words, imzeo gamken begeder shutafut, אלא שבכמות יותר גדולה, ובעוד שבשותפות יש רק ליחידים חלק, הנה בציבור יש לרבים חלק מזה. How do we look at the bailus of the tzibur? Do we look at it like their partners? They're just a lot of partners, because it's the whole tzibur? Or no? We go, that's going from the prat to the klal. Or do we go from the klal to the prat? That we have a tzibur, which is a mehus bifnei atzmo. We have a tzibur, which is an essence in and of itself. And then the tzibur's murkav is composed of many details. And each yachid has a chelik in the tzibur, has a chelik in the ownership of the tzibur, but it really belongs to this abstract concept of tzibur. So in the Sefer Darchei Moshe of Harav Amiel and Derech HaKodesh, right, so Rav Amiel has a Sefer on Kinyanim, two beautiful volumes, Darchei HaKinyanim, Moiridik, and then he has Darchei HaKodesh and Inyanei Kodshim, also Moiridik. So in Chelik Beis and Shmaitze Chetz, Herachti Bezeh Veres, Yishiv Zeh Gam HaChogas Shil Tanoim, Vamroim, Shil Bishon, Shil Achroinim. So we have a lot of machlokas are going to revolve around this question of how to view a tzibur. For example, the ancient machlokas, old bizman abayis, ulai gam bizman abayis rishon, if the kohanim have to be mishtatef bishkolim. B'yochanan ben Zakkai says in Menachos 21b, Erchin 2a, that a kohen who doesn't give machtzis shekel isn't sinning. Who doesn't give machtzis shekel is sinning. But the Kohen say, we don't have to give, because they say the Pasuk says, the Kohanim darshin mikrazel atzmam, the Kohanim darshin this Pasuk for themselves. V'chol minchas Kohen kaloti lo se'ochel. That if it's a minchas Kohen, you burn it. So let's say the Kohanim give the machtzis ha-shekel. What are we going to do with the Omer, the shtei alechem, the lechem apaner? We're going to have to burn it. Because the Kohanim have a chelek. So Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai says the Kohanim are wrong. They're darshin the Pasuk, but they're wrong. But the Chora, they're right. They have a shtar katayna. They're saying that if we have a chelik in the Karbonos Tzibur, then you got to burn it. You have to burn it. Omer shtei lechem lechem aponim, ech necholim. So we have an answer to the Kohanim in the Yerushalmi in Shkalim in the first parak in the third halacha. Zok the Yerushalmi zelo nidvas yochiti, etc. Okay, mishinim sulet tzibur kamoshu nidvas tzibur. This is not a nidvas yochid. This was given over to the tzibur. It's a nidvas tzibur because the Kohanim held vanu ruim baze vanu ruim. I love Rav Amiel's signon. Mamish moshechoti. It really draws me. Vanu ruim bofin bolet de baze omachloket. We see here, in an emphasized way, that this is the machlokas. The kohanim savru de musag be'alut tziburit hu min haprat el haklal. Ve'im yishtatfu b'shikleihem, yehei lakohanim chelek ba'omer, b'shtei alechem, v'lechem apanim. Ve'achelek shelehem olo chelek shel kohanim, she'al ze ne'emar, v'chol minchat kohen, kalil tihye. So what are the kohanim thinking? They're thinking that the musig of ba'alut siburit, of public ownership, is from the detail to the general, from the individual to the general. So if the kohanim give machtis ha-shekel, they're going to have a chelek in the oimer the shtei alechem alechem aponim, and this is going to be their chelek, and then it's going to belong to everybody, but they still have their chelek. Through them it belongs to everybody, mei haprat el haklal, and then we're going to have to burn it, because every mincha of a kohen you burn. Because the pasuk says, "V'chol minchas kohen kol tiyah." If it's a mincha of a kohen, you have to burn it. So the kohanim were dorish mikra latzim, and they said, "Listen, we can't give it because then you're going to have to burn it. You don't want to burn it, so we can't give our machzis a shekel." And the Yerushalmi says, "No, afuch al afuch, haemet ulehefech, demusag be'alut siburit u'men haklal el haprat." No, first of all, it's from the klal, and then it goes to the individuals. The kohanim have a chelik in it only from the klal because they're chelik me'at sibur. Not really theirs. It's everybody's. Kesh musag mufshat. There's an abstract concept called tzibur. It's a mahut b'fnei atzma. It's an essence in and of itself. And they're part of the tzibur. Gevaldik, you're part of the tzibur. But that doesn't mean that you have an individual chelek here. You only have a chelek as part of the tzibur. So we view these menachos as belonging to the tzibur. Memela, they're not burned. And we find the machlokas here between the Rambam and other Rishonim, Hilchos Nedarim. Because we see in the Mishnah about Shutfus, it says, HaShutfin shenadru hanoa zemizeh, asur l'ikonis l'chatzir. If Shutfin own a joint courtyard and they were nodar hanoa zemizeh, they're not allowed to go into the joint courtyard. Rebelezim and Yankiv Omer, no, zenechaz esoch shalob, zenechaz esoch shalob, you should want to go into their own section of the courtyard. And then Viter, it says in the next mission about a tzibur, Ushneim shanadru hano zemizeh, asur medavah shaloi seir, kon harachava v'amer chatz beis hakanesis v'ateva v'asvarim. Nedarim, 45b, Nedarim, 48a. So what do we have here? We have in the next Mishnah that if they were nodar hano zemizeh, they're not allowed to enjoy those things that belong to the city, the bathhouse, the shul, etc. So in the Mishnah Rishonah, the first Mishnah we learned about Shutfus, Reb Elazar ben Yankiv argues. And he says Mutter. In the second Mishnah, no! It's learned Stam, there's no Cholek. As if Rebbe himself wanted to emphasize the difference between Shutfus and Tzibur. By the way, we've written about this and we've had Shi'ur and we have a lot of Torah about this. This is Mamish Gevaldik, this Rugged Shabbos about this. And we once learned them on a shtickle from Rav Varman in the Sheiris Yosef. The Rosh Yeshiva, the Yeshiva of the Nassau County, Hamachuna Henk. So he's got a great shtickle about Sibur and Shutfus. So Rav Nassim Gishtan, there's a lot of Torah about it. In any event, so it's like Rebbe wanted to show us, he didn't see Shutfus and Sibur, because in the first mission he brings a cholek about Shutfus, whether the Shutfin can be Nana Zemizeh, if they can be Nana if they were noder from each other, and about Sibur, he doesn't write the cholek. He says, they can't be Nana. No. So the Rambam paskins like Rav Elazar ben Yankif about Shutfin, and he was posik his stomach de masnisin that there are sur medvarim shel tzibur ayein beperek zayim mechus nedarim alach dalet hey vov. So how does the Rambam understand this? If the word is that Shutfin can be nana zemizeh, if Shutfin are noder hana zemizeh, they can each be nana in their own chelek. I can go into my part of the courtyard, you can go into your part of the courtyard. So why don't we say that if something belongs to the tzibur, and we're noder hana zemizeh, we say, I'm using my chelek, you're using your chelek, ma baya. But the Rambam says, no. When it comes to a tzibur, you can't use it. When the shneim noder hana zemizeh, they can't use it. When it comes to shutfin, they can use it. They can each use what belongs to them, their portion. So eich mazak ashtar lebeit shrei, how does he go both ways? You can't have it both ways. Either the two people who are noder hana zemizeh can be nana on their own, with their own portion, or can't. But here he says, by tzibur, he says that they cannot. By shutfin, he says that they can. Aval be'emet, omer Rav Amiel, zeu gufa mechadesh ha-Rambam. That is exactly what the Rambam is telling us. Sheish hevdel bein geder shutafut legeder tzibur. There is a difference between shutfus and tzibur. V'sover de zegufa mashmi'a lanu Rebbe. And he holds that that's exactly what Rebbe is telling us. Because why does Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Yankiv hold that zen nechas shlo zen nechas shlo? Because he holds a breira. What does breira mean? Huvrara davar shekol echad mishamesh b'chelko. Each one is using his portion. That's the breira. When I go into one part of the courtyard, we say, oh, it must be that part of the courtyard is shaykh to me, belongs to me. And when you go into the other part of the courtyard, you, my shutuf, we say, oh, that must be shaykh to you. And therefore, we're allowed to get anah from each part because we're being, it's mizbarer. It turns out that that's our part. Shekoli karai kamu, tseruf me'achalakim shel yichidim ha'mashutafim b'chatzer. That's what shutfus is. That we have two yechidim, or shutfim, or partners in a chatzer. So we don't know the exact gvulos, but that's the breira. Okay, breira, I'm using this, it's mine, using that, it's yours. But tzibur is in chalakim, there are no portions. It belongs to everybody. This is no breira. What do you mean I'm using my portion, you're using your portion? It belongs to all of us. So if I'm not getting enough from you, everything in the tzibur that belongs to tzibur that I'm getting enough from is like getting enough from you, and you from me. Because the tzibur is a kloliistic concept. And therefore, if two people know they're not zemizeh, they can't use what belongs to the tzibur because they're being nana zemizeh. And you can't say, oh, it belongs to each individual from the tzibur. So when I'm using what I'm using is mizbar that it belongs to me. And we're using mizbar that belongs to you now. Because the tzibur belongs to everybody. That's the way the Rambam paskins. And males have seen shutfus and tzibur. Givaldik. Again, we see the Rambam goes with the kloliist. So here we get into a very, very, very profound philosophical issue. It's moiridik. And that's, how do you view time? How do you view time? From the prat to the klal, or from the klal to the prat? In other words, do you understand each moment as an etzem miyuchad? Each moment is its own entity, if you will. And then if you put all the everything together, then you have time as an abstract concept. Or no, time is first and foremost an abstract concept, infinite. And every moment is a detail of that time. Do you look at it klaliistic and then the pratim come from the klal? Or do you look at it as pratiistic and then the klal comes from the prat? This musag mufshat, this abstract concept of time, comes from all the details. So this is a machlekes l'choira moyerdik. I love this. Between the Rambam and the Ravid, in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Shavuos and Halacha, I love this because you think you're talking about Halacha when you're really talking about philosophy. It's both. Not Halacha, of course Halacha. But you see the deeper philosophical underpinnings of the Machlokas. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shavuos, again, 4:10, V'chein yamar shvuo shelo ochal kikar hayom, v'chazar v'nishba al hakikar shelo yochlena, v'achla kula be'oto yom, אינו חייב אלא אחת, וכן כל כיוצא בזה שאין שבועה חלה על שבועה. If a person says, I'm not going to eat a kikar today, and then he swears again and he says, I'm not going to eat it, and then he eats it that day, he's only chayav once, because ain't shvua, chala al shvua. He already made a shvua, he's not going to eat it today. And then he said he's not going to eat it. So when the second shvua is not chal on the first shvua, he already said he's not going to eat it. And he ate it today. So eating it today, he already had a shvua on that. So when he eats it, the second shua is not chal, ain't shua chal shua. The Ravid writes, ze shibushu. The Ravid doesn't mince words. Ze shibushu. Shebetchila lo nishba ele liyomo. Ulebesof Nishba al oto kikar leolam. Ravid says, no, what are you talking about? First, he was nishba for that day, and in the end, he was nishba leolam forever. So the second shvua is chal on the first shvua because it's more inclusive. It's koilel. So based on our yisod, we can understand this machokas. Because what's koilel? Koilel means kolel dvarim amutarim im advarim haasurim. Klomar, shehu mosif al pratim shekvar kibel alav, od pratim acherim. He adds on to what he already accepted upon himself, more details, more things. Okay, so if you look at Zman as a tseruf of pratim, so then you can say that there's a musig of kolel. Like this. According to the Ravid, you know what he said? First he said, I'm not going to eat today. And then he said, I'm not going to eat. So you look at today as being one moment, another moment, another moment, another moment, another moment. And then he said, not only the 86,000 seconds, whatever, that today is comprised of, but even beyond that, Shua Shalei Yochlenu, Azeh Kolel, even the time that until now was Mutter, and now it's becoming Asir, beyond today. So the Ravid says, it's not Shavua Chalal Shavua, it's Kolel. It's more inclusive, and Memele the second Shavua is Chalal the first Shavua. אבל אם אנו מבינים את הזמן בתור מושג מופשט, אין לזה שייכות כלל עם המושג כולל, שכל יקרוק שצרף עוד פרטים. וזהו שיטת הרמב״ם. The Rambam holds that what's koilel? Koilel is when you add on more details, more items, more entities. But according to the Rambam, time is not details. Time is a musag mufshat. Time is an abstract concept. So if you say, I'm not going to eat it today, and then you say, I'm not going to eat it, which implies forever, so you're not adding on pratim, because shelo yochlenu, that I'm not going to eat it, which is endless time. Time is an abstract concept, so you're not adding on details, you're not adding on pratim to the first shavua. According to the Rabbi, no. On top of today, you're adding on all the time after today, which in each time, time is composed of individual moments. That's how the Ravid views time. Time is this moment, this moment, this moment, this moment, this moment. In the end, you get to this idea, oh, there's this musag mufshat of this endless time. But according to the Rambam, it's fakert. You have a musag mufshat of time. And from that, you get to the pratim. So this, when I say musag mufshat, I mean abstract concept. So once you have the abstract concept of time, you can't say that that's adding details to the first shvua of lo yochlenu ayom. When you say shelo yochlenu, so you're not adding on a prat, you're adding on something abstract. And that doesn't kolel. Kolel is adding on pratim. And this is not pratim because you're adding on time. Time isn't pratim. Time isn't details. Gevaldik, gevaldik. Okay. So obviously you can look and learn this machlokas many different ways. Mir Hashem. Hopefully we'll discuss it in another shiur. God should give us life. God should give us health. God should give us all. All that we need in order to learn is Torah. We have a sugya nazir on page 7a. A very interesting sugya that looks like it's on the Rambam side. Because it says, "Hareini nazir kafaretz kisar rosh kol hayom reiz a nazir oylam umagalech achas l'shloishim yom." Says, "I'm a nazir like the dust of the earth, like the hairs of my head, like the sand of the sea." He's a nazir. He's going to be a nazir forever, and he's megalech once every 30 days. And he's got many periods of nazirus. Because what he means is, just like Saras Rosh are separate, just like Gargirei Ofer, just like the dust of the earth is separate, and the Choliyam is separate, so too, he means I'm taking upon myself many different periods of Nazirus. So therefore, each 30 days, he shaves, and he starts again. And then if he says, Arani Nazir Koli Mechai, Arani Nazir Olam, Afilu Me'ashan, Afilu El Shana, Me'ezer Nazir Olam, Me'ezer Nazir Le'olam. So that's distinct from this case, where it says, I'm a Nazir all the days of my life. I'm a Nazir forever. Here, it's one straight period of Nazirus. It's not distinct periods. It's one long period. So the Gemara says there, that when you talk about Cyrus, so Cyrus, when he says Cyrus, that I'm like this, the hair on my head, so Cyrus are muvdalos zumizu. Saras are separate from each other, and therefore it's many different periods of Naziris. So the Gemara says, okay, so if that's true, then when he says, Hareni Nazir, Kol Yomei Chayai, that also, Gabe Yomei Nami, it says, Vayer Vayvoker Yomei Echad. So each day is an independent unit. So just like Cyrus break it up, so too, the days should be broken up, and therefore every 30 days he should start again. And the Gemara's Teretz says, no, you got it all wrong. Hasam lav demivski me'adadi. When it says Vayevra Boker Yom Echad, it doesn't mean that each day is separate from the other days. It says, my kamar yamam v'leil yachad yomu lolam lo mivski me'adadi. They're not separate from each other. They're not separate from each other. It's one block of time. You have to know there's day and there's night, but there's day, night, day, night, day, night. All of the world's time is all considered one block of time. Vadvarim omer Rav Bamiel brurim. It's very clear, says the rabbi. Shimayim mebitim al hazman mekudat siruf shel rigayim azinu tzichim lomar ki kamo kshane omer hareini nazir kesar roshi umakabel alav arbe nizirot umegalech ha-shloshim yom kach kshomer hareini nazir kol imecha itamod alav nizirot harbei ki minyan hayamim aval avdel shebeneim uz shesarot muvdalot zu mizu v'chol sarot davar b'fnei atzmo v'lo ken yamim shekamu hazman hu etzem ein sofi. The distinction the Gemara is making is between hair, each hair is an independent entity, and time, which is not an independent entity, it's one block of time, one abstract musag shel zman, it's an etzem ein sofi, it's an infinite entity. So kayadua, baruch Hashem, we've been zeicha, we should be zeicha more. Oy, those shiurim, my mamish, they make me shiker. Those rugged shava shiurim. So it's Safnas Panech and it's Kuntras Hashlama. He's Marich and it's Chakira, Bemhus has Man Bahalocha. He brings from Rashi and Sukkah, page 46a, that it's Mashmah, even if he didn't leave this Sukkah, all of the Yontif, you have to bless every day, because he holds that Zman is Davar Mitzuruf, and the Sukkah is a Chiyuv of Shiva Siyamim, so each day is an independent Chiyuv. Because if Zman is one block of time, it's one abstract concept, so Mimela, each of the 7 days will be one chiyuv. So he brings from there. Ah, so you see, apparently not like the Rambam, not like the Gemara Nazir. And then he brings from the Gemara Bava Basra. We're not going to go through the whole sugi. It would take a long time to explain. But the Gemara there compares Schiris Poel Lemea Yom. It compares hiring somebody for 100 days to buying a certain amount of the crop. That just like he buys Shloshim Sa B'Sela Rishon Kana Hachanami Kol Yom V'Yom Chashuva Schirus B'Fnei Atzma, that each day of Schirus is considered an independent entity. The Gemara says that just like when he says Shloshim Sa B'Sela, I'm selling you a core of produce for 30 slime a sa'ah for a selah. Rishon kana, the buyer acquires each successive sa'ah as it's measured into his kli, because each sa'ah is regarded as a separate sale. So therefore, in the worker whose labor was hired to begin work before the harvest, kama mipsek pasik, each successive day should be considered a separate entity. And then the Gemara says you shouldn't, the employer should be able to benefit from the labor in excess of the wage he advanced, because the payment he advanced for the period beyond the first day of the contract should be considered a loan, because each day is a separate entity. Again, without getting into the Gemara, but that's the basic idea, that each day is a separate entity, and therefore if he pays him all at once at the beginning, it's going to be a problem of ribis, of it being a loan. And if it's a loan, then it's going to turn into ribis. Because the he's paying less at the beginning, because he paid all he paid in advance. So if it's all done in one shot, so then the Gemara says then it's not considered a loan. But if each day is a separate entity, then it's considered a loan, and therefore ribis, because he's getting more than what he paid for. for giving him the love, for giving him the money in advance. Again, Ayin Sham, Gemara Bava Basra, Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. So again, you see that it's a Davar Mitzdar. If the Gemara says that Kol Yom V'Yom Chashuv Eschiris Bifnei Atzma, that each day of Eschiris is an independent entity. However, we can argue possibly with the Rugged Shaver, and we can say Ein Anidan Domi L'Raya, because in both cases we're talking about actions, Pu'ulos Yeduos, sitting in this Sukkah. Each day of sitting in the Sinsis of Pu'ula, we can make the sitting of the first day of Sukkot distinct from the sitting in the second day of Sukkot. The Pu'ula of the Po'el, over 100 days, each day, we're not looking at time as separate entities, but his Pu'ula. So when we're viewing, when we're talking about time, we're looking time at Sheva Al Tase. Shavuot Shel Yochel Kikar Yom, and then he says he's not going to eat it La'olam. So there we're dealing with the Musak Shlili. We're talking merely about time. But in Achinami, the Rugged Shaver's case is not a kasha on us, because the Rugged Shaver's two cases are talking about where a person's doing a pu'ula. Where a person's doing a pu'ula through time, then you can look at each pu'ula as an independent entity. But we're talking about time itself. Time as a concept, and not a person acting in time. So time, it would seem according to the Rambam, and we have arrived in the Gorm Nazir, is one klal, made up of a lot of pratim. But we view it primarily as one abstract klal. And then, when it comes to a person doing pu'ulos in time, then you can look at it as different entities. Okay, so this is are the examples of the Rambam's being a kloliistic person, thinker. And the Mirtz Hashem, we have so much more to say in our Talmudic methodology series. And this is just pile plos what we're learning. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Amen, v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.